I'm happy in life. I'm happy the way everything's going, you know. I know it's not going to last forever because I know what the press can write. You know, the lies that have been written over me over the last 2 years have been horrendous. And, you know, you've got to be strong to get through that. But sometimes, you know, I'm a human being. It doesn't mean because I'm a poor Gascon or Gaza or, you know, I am human. And sometimes things do get to you, you know. And it's not as if I've got a partner that I can share this with. It's like sometimes I have to sit there isolated and take it, you know. And then sometimes it's like ringing up loads of people and say, listen, it's not true. You know, I'll tell them when I'm in a bad way. If not, because I'm getting followed so much, it'll be in the papers, you know. Like the guy the other day, he went, oh, Paul, it's great to see you looking well again. And I was like, when did you last see his mate? He went, I didn't. I seen you in the papers 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. All right, then. Oh, that's right, because I seen it in the papers. But, and then I've just been left, well, not left alone. It's the followers, but they don't print anything because there's nothing from the print if I haven't got a bottle of gin in my hand. It's things like, something like that. I accept it's gonna be on for life for me, as far as I'm concerned. It's how I deal with it. And I admit it, sometimes I haven't dealt with it properly and I've hit the drink. And it hasn't been like month binge, it's been a few days, and I pay the consequences regards, you know. I might drink tomorrow, Kelly. I might not, you know. Hopefully I don't. I don't think when I'm having a drink, I'm breaking any rules. All I'm doing is making things, the situation, bad for myself, you know.
You've said in the past that it's a decision you've got to make, to decide that you're an alcoholic, to decide that you want to go and seek help. Do you feel you've made that decision now?
Well, I've had enough help, you know. When I go to treatment centres now or whatever, when I did go, I haven't been in one for 2.5 years. It's after 3 days I want to go home because I know the other stuff they're going to talk about because I've said it so many times. It's just getting rid of the obsession. I thought it was a craving for a drink. It's the obsession for a drink. And when I have the obsession, you know, I need to talk to someone and it goes away. But then I have a drink. And then after that, there's no drink. Then the cravings come on, you know. You know, I love being busy. Not busy guy, but like if there's work, I'm making people happy and that. And when there's so many lies written about you, it's like, how do you pick yourself up? I can pick myself up now and again or keep on going, but sometimes I get so much, like, you know, it's like, keep defending myself all the time. And it's like, if I need to speak to anyone saying it's not true, you know, and some of the stories are right. And, but, you know, when eventually going to get something, when they're sitting outside your house, day and day, I haven't played football for 12 years, you know, and, you know, but, you know, I've had a great time in my career, and the times where I've let myself down, it's me, you know. And unfortunately, well, this year, I mean, over 6 years, it's probably drank about 3 months or 4 months, you know. For me, probably it's too much being an alcoholic, you know. But
why is it that it matters to you so much what people are writing about you, what people are saying about you, what you think they think of you?
Yeah, because I'm a nice guy. I wouldn't treat anybody the way that I get treated, you know. I dare not, and I've seen what it's like. And, you know, I don't play football, so I don't earn making money playing football anymore. So I have to learn to live in other ways. And, you know, when you get good jobs on and then the press write lies, and I lose that job because they think I'm in rehab or I'm injecting ground with heroin or I'm jumping off a pier or if I'm falling out of a casino drunk and I'm sitting in the back garden doing nothing. I'm the first to say, you know, when I did wrong. I don't need newspapers to say, you know, if anyone come on the street, I haven't turned down an autograph of 40 for 25 years. If anyone come up and says, OK, I have to tell them if I'm drinking, no, I've had a drink because that's the only way I want to get better. By telling people, you know, and I learned that over the years. And all in all, I've done well. I've been working out every morning for the last 6 weeks and that, and I feel good about myself. And, you know, I hope it happens. I just continue what I'm doing, you know. Like, everything's good at the moment, but I know what's going to happen. In 33, I was glad to get told I was an alcoholic because I realised I didn't know what was going on. Why didn't I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning wanting a drink? It wasn't normal. I mean, at that time when I played as well, it was like a drinking culture of such. But no, it was like when I was playing football and I had a drink, they couldn't really give a stick because I knew if I had a drink on the Tuesday or Wednesday when I played, so what? I knew come Saturday I could do the business on the park and I had that to look forward to. Now when they're writing stuff and some of it's not true and that, and then if I did have a drink, it's not fun anymore because I had nothing to look forward to. And I just realised that, you know, when I was 33 and I worked out, when I went to treatment and really worked hard, I'd be like, why am I waking up 5 o'clock? And then they explained and listened to other people's stories. I went, oh, I am. It's thank God, you know. It's like when people have an illness, they want to know, is there any medication they can take? And it was a relief. And I stayed well, you know. I stayed sober for three years after that. And then I had a little blip and then I stayed sober again for 2 years. And then I had a little blip and I stayed sober again for 3 years. And I was 1 off and then 9 months, and then, you know, again, 6 years ago, I went for treatment. I stayed sober for 2.5 years, and it was like that. So it's all these little downfalls for 2 weeks, you know, 2 days or whatever, and I get hammered for it, you know. They don't have to, you know, I don't mind them writing stuff. He's back on the drink, fair enough. It's when I'm not drinking and they're writing lies. So people say, you know, they're going to always do nice stuff. If you stay sober, it's not the case. I've been sober for 3 years, I still write lies. You know, I got followed, Kelly, for 6 years in News World. And I've just found out I've been followed for 15 years. And I've just said in court that 20 stories of the last time, everyone has been lies. And I know there was more than that.
Do you think when you're talking about this, and it's clearly affecting you strongly, and you talk a lot about it, but there have been times when people don't believe that this is happening to you, that because you're an alcoholic and because they say, oh, you've been back on the drink, people aren't believing what you're saying.
Exactly. And so, you know, the reason I did this thing in the cinema, you know, about what I've had to deal with and what it's like living the life of Paul Gascoigne, is because I couldn't go to the newspaper because I'm suing that one. So he's not going to be on my side because he's like contradicting himself. And I'm suing that one, so I'm suing them all. Well, they're not going to write anything, so the only thing they can do is wait for me to slip up. And sometimes I don't slip up, but they write I do. But I'm enjoying life, you know, I really am.